Audio courtesy of the UH Browns Radio Network. Is now the time for anger? Is now the time for anger?
Why not?
Is now the time for me to get vitriolic, get angry, get nasty about it? Is now that time?
Well, you did that after the Dallas game.
I did do that after the Dallas game. And it's like, well, it's early in the season. But, yeah, I'm going to get myself worked up into a lather here. I already know it. So, I mean, what the hell, right? I think that this is as bad as I've felt about a Browns team in a while. This is who they are. This is who they are. They are not very good. They do have some talent on the defensive side. They don't get a chance to show it. Offensively, they are way off schedule. And you can call in and you can blame whoever you want. I don't even have an argument. The worst thing about it is that I can't tell somebody if they call in, they say, Watson needs to be benched. I can't say you're misguided. Kevin Stefanski needs to be fired. I can't say you're misguided. Jim Schwartz needs to be fired. No, I can't correct you basically on anything. At least not right now, because I'm in such hysterical anger driving in this morning that I just don't think I'm going to bother. I don't think I'm going to bother doing it. Because yesterday was, it's one thing to lose to the Cowboys, get blown out. It's opening week. You can lick your wounds and move on. This is the Giants. The Giants are not good. They're not going to be good. They're not going to be good for a while. They have Malik Nabers. He's a really good wide receiver, as we can tell. And we talk big body stuff about covering him one-on-one, whether or not to bracket him, or whether or not that would even be an insult to our secondary to bracket Malik Nabers. And then the offensive line goes down. You have guys here who I don't think are going to play again for the rest of the season. So now I got to make some sort of decision there. And my defense, it's put in a bad spot. And then again, we just decide that our egos are too big that we can't bracket anybody, or we're just going to go dance while we have roughing the passer penalties going on.
But you said this is who they are.
This is who they are. That's why I don't want to start screaming and yelling yet.
Yeah, clarify. Do you mean at this stage of the season
no,
that's who they are?
This is who they are. I think
we got 14 more weeks.
We got 14 more weeks of them, buddy.
Holy cow.
I think this is who they are.
So no one's coming to save them. Nick Chubb's not coming to save them. David Njoku's not coming
to
save them.
With what offensive line? Jameis Winston. Even he needs an offensive line.
Jameis Winston's
not opening up that door yet. No. I'm not opening up that door yet. The fans in the stands wanted to. Don't think I didn't hear that chant, because it. Basically, you'd have to be deaf or dead. I think even the dead, probably over there at the Erie Cemetery, heard that chant last night or yesterday afternoon. Oh, yeah. No, I'm not willing to walk through that door yet. I'm sure plenty of people will today. It's just who they are. And because of who they are, they will walk through that door. That will happen this year. No doubt in my mind. Eventually, we will get to a point where you can't look some of the veterans in the eye and say that he's going to play.
Well, can he even make it through the season?
Who him?
Deshaun.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, who the hell knows?
What, did nine different guys get attributed with at least a partial sack yesterday? So everybody on the defense?
Yeah. I got Joel Bitonio, who I'm worried that this will probably be his last year, having to shuffle over to left tackle. Jed Wills is just, that is bad. That's gone. That whole situation is done. You have a player that, now I'm worried about the rest of his future, honestly, in the NFL. I'm sure he'll have an MRI today, and we'll figure it out. But, I mean, at this point, you can't really get him going. Jack Conklin got a hamstring injury out of nowhere. I think basically that his career, you would say, is over in a lot of ways. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm trying to be responsible. I'm trying to be respectful to all parties involved. I'm trying not to even get that mad. I know what's coming. I know what's coming, and I pray to God that I'm going to be wrong. I'm telling you right now, I see this, and this is what this team is. They'll win a few games. I don't think that they're going to be like 3-15 or 14 or whatever. I don't think that. I think they're going to have some good Sundays here and there, and I'll trick myself into believing that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. But I really don't think there is. I really don't. I think that they're a 7, maybe 8-win football team. I don't know necessarily when those wins are going to come, because you just lost to the New York Giants. So anything is up for grabs at that point. So there's no marked wins anymore on any schedule, because the Giants suck and you lost to them. And they beat you up, and they got after you defensively. They blitzed how many times? Like 57 times?
Every down.
That defense blitzed?
Except for third downs.
57 times?
They blitzed every first and second down. Every time.
57
And never did
times.
On third. And we
or 57%,
I should
say.
And we never made an adjustment.
Yeah, 57%.
There was never an audible. Like, I never saw Deshaun Watson very calmly tell everybody, no, I can read the defense here. Well, let's do something else. And it never came in from the sideline. There was no adjustment from the coaching staff.
They don't have an identity. The identity is that this is a football team where there are several players that we like, but it is a professional football team, and they kick off on Sundays at 1 or 4:25, and then eventually they'll put the equipment away for the season, and that'll be the end of it. That's what their identity is. I'm sorry, guys. How long did they dance in the end zone? Thing looked like you might as well have had Michael Flatley out there with him. Holy God. That was like 20 seconds of dancing, you said.
I didn't know if you wanted to save that for its
Go
own
right
segment.
On ahead. I'll do the whole thing. I'll do it again later, too.
That is as mad as I've seen fans after what should have been an amazing play and a 14-0 insurmountable lead, right?
Yeah.
That's what it should have been at that point. The game should have been over. Where I was, we had a 40th surprise birthday party, and the surprise were the people coming out of the bathroom going, wait, what happened to the touchdown?
Nope,
no,
it's gone.
They took it off. Well, wait, we're still dancing. Why do I see our guys dancing, but we don't have points on the board? Well, we really like to dance.
We're a dancing team.
Listen, if you want to talk about attention to detail and execution, they pulled off that dance. I mean, that was a full week.
You got it. I tell you what, man, that's right.
They did the walkthrough on Friday, the dance through.
Man, if we could do our plays as well as that, hell, we'd be unbeatable.
My question is
unbeatable.
The crowd that was sitting there in the front row,
it's unbelievable.
They can see there's a penalty. Do they go, guys, wave their hands up in here, go, no, it's not going to count? Well, we still got the dance. Well, we're going to be entertained. We did pay for our tickets.
Exactly. Once you start the dance, you just can't stop the dance in the middle of the dance.
It would look silly if there was a record scratch and then the dance just stopped.
They didn't just stop flash dance out of nowhere. Like that just, she was a maniac the entire way through. That's what they are. They're maniacs. That's what it is. I mean, the whole thing. Because you might as well laugh at something. At least you brought up something that was funny. It's like they're down there dancing like, hey, flag down here, guys. Come on back.
Well, it was amazing.
Come on
you
back.
You would think they would choreograph a dance to where at least one of the individuals dancing as part of the ensemble can see the field to know if there's a flag.
Because
some of these plays do get wiped out once in a while. But instead, they're all looking the other way. Can somebody look up at the scoreboard?
Nope. Don't have to do anything.
It's the whole defense, so somebody from the secondary should have ran past the flag, right? As they went to the end zone.
Yeah, you would think.
Maybe somebody decided to go down there and tell them that there was a flag, and they said, well, we're just having too much
fun.
We're
already in it.
I got to get in on the dance. I'm feeling it. Here we go. You got dancing. You let it out, my friends. I got one thing to laugh at. That's it.
It was a good dance.
It was a good dance.
Listen, you can't take that away from him.
It
you
was
can take a
bad
lot of
game.
Other things away from him.
You can take the touchdown away from
they
him.
They took the touchdown
they
away
took
from
the
him.
Touchdown away. But I cannot. Hopefully, we'll find things to have fun with over the next 14 weeks. Because we found their identity yesterday. They're just not that great. They're not that great. And it's because of the situation that they're in with their quarterback. You're going to want to talk about dancing because it's going to be not great is going to get far worse. Not great is going to turn into something that I really don't even want to discuss on the air because I don't want to be fatalistic. I don't want to be fatalistic about it. I mean, you can't move on from the quarterback. I don't want to move on from the quarterback right now. I don't. I want to see this thing through as bad as it may get. He wasn't good yesterday either. 57% of dropbacks he was blitzed on or 57% of total plays. I don't know that number. He wasn't that great. I don't think he's going to be much better. I think this is what he is.
You know what's weird?
And if he has a bad offensive line. He had a bad offensive line back in 2020 that you guys keep waiting for this season to come back to him, and he was still able to make those plays. He ain't that guy anymore, guys.
Yeah, that's I got to say.
He ain't that guy.
That's what I thought. Hey, they were trailing. I mean, let's face it. That's as you look at the final score of that game, and you had two drives. You had chances in the fourth quarter. And you couldn't do anything. You had a drop. You had bad throws. And, of course, the pocket breaks down. I kind of felt that was a one-sided game. I kind of felt like the Giants dominated us. But getting back to Deshaun.
And because they're not a good team. Again, you lost to a not good team. But, you know, you're not very good yourself. So I really can't make an argument. Because they're a not good football team, they gave you an opportunity to get back in the game and win the game. That's what not good teams do. Like, you had that chance. You did have a chance. It was 22-15. You had a chance to go down and score. And they didn't do it. Because anytime he throws to anybody not Malik Nabers, he really can't complete a football. Or he can't complete a pass with the football. But what I'm talking about with Deshaun Watson, like you mentioned, this is why I bring up the offensive line stuff. The offensive line was not good in Houston. He still made best of it what he could. Defense sucked. Team around him, for the most part, with the exception of a couple of weapons, sucked. He still made the most of it. He would still make the most of it now if he were still that quarterback. He's not. He's not that quarterback anymore. So we could sit there and talk about offensive line and tatters, and it's a valid thing. But that isn't the case. And you know why I knew that? How about the overthrows that he had in the third to fourth quarter? Yeah. How about those where he was seeing ghosts, where guys were open and he couldn't find guys who were wide open there? You know why? Because he's nervous. Because he ain't the same guy that he was in 2020.
He's not seeing the field. He's not
exactly.
He's not looking defenders off and doing the savvy vet stuff that vets do in this league.
The only thing I'll get mad about today, with a caller, it's a four-hour show. There's people who are going to call in later, ain't listening right now. The only thing I'm going to get probably upset about later is if somebody just doesn't see reality. It's not happening again. And if you continue to believe that from 2020 is going to come back, you're foolish. You are a fool. You do not live in reality. It's not going to happen. So they have to manage him. And the only thing I will say is I don't know if Kevin Stefanski is the right guy for the future. Doesn't seem like he's the right guy for some people for right now. I don't know if he's the biggest problem for it. You know I like Kevin. You know I think he's pretty good. The only thing I will say on his defense, there's two things. We know, and this isn't even a defense, this is a backhanded statement, is he is not the type of leader that you need emotionally. He's not that guy, never was, never will be. So he's not Parcells, he's not Tomlin to that degree, he's not fiery, he's not going to do that. The second, but we already knew that. So you need leadership from within, which you're really not getting. The second thing.
Your quarterback isn't that either.
Yeah, and that's part of it too. And the second thing is, I don't know, guys, he must be the only football coach in the history of the sport that needs a bad quarterback to somehow play well, to somehow have a good offense. He's the only guy who does not, he can't, not just that he doesn't need talent at the quarterback position. Somehow to some people, he's just the only guy who can't work with talent on the offensive side. Can't do it. It's just the damnedest thing.
I think
all these coaches who have coached in football, especially the NFL, over 100-plus years of football, somehow they all needed good quarterbacks except for him. He doesn't need it. In fact, it works against him. It's amazing to me.
The crazy thing is that Deshaun probably had like 7 dimes yesterday. And then when he actually does make a good throw, yeah. I'm not talking about the Amari Cooper ones. When he does make a good throw, gets dropped. Like the fourth down.
It's like there are guys who like people. Okay, Nolan Ryan goes out there. It's the best case I can go. He throws a first pitch, like a ceremonial first pitch, and what he hit like 76 on the gun or something like that. You'd be like, wow, Nolan Ryan in his late 70s or however old he is, hitting 70s on the gun. Yeah, he's Nolan Ryan. There's still something in there. You don't just lose it. It's that you can't do it over and over and over and over again anymore. Well, there's still something in there. He can still have good passes every now and then. But it's,
Well, you,
the old guy ain't coming back.
You said then needing to manage him.
I'm not even entertaining that discussion.
Then that's a Russell Wilson situation from last year in Denver.
Yeah, and you can't manage him.
And they won some games with him.
And you can't manage him because you have an offensive line right now that, what, 4 guys are getting MRIs? Wyatt, tell how many? I lost count. Three after this game. Three guys. Don't want any more than we need.
James Hudson, Wyatt Teller, Jedrick Wills.
Okay.
You're thinking of Miles would be the fourth.
Miles would be the fourth.
Maybe you know what? Nick Harris should just go in there for the hell of it. Get an MRI. Just to, you know what I mean? Go through the process.
MRI.
Yeah. Let's see where it is. That's where we're at right now, guys. So, I'm sure I'll get mad and I'm sure I'll get loud and red-faced at some point, but I can't. I think that this is who they are, and to have a decent enough season, they have a lot of work to do. There's a lot of big picture things.
They are favored by 1 next week in what should amount to a home game on the road.
So that's an even one. That's an even line. Okay. There you go. Yeah, needed a blow. Had to get some water and get your hair back after the dancing.
They never really recovered after the dance. Now, had it have been song and dance,
oh man,
that's another story.
Oh,
you know,
God.
I watched Dancing with the Stars last week. I don't normally watch it. they put a lot to those numbers.
It's just putting the Browns defense out there.
Kenny, it takes 40 hours a week to get them ready for Dancing with the Stars. Yeah. How long do you think it took them to get that dance together?
I don't know. We'll find out when Craig Newsome is on Dancing with the Stars in the next season. If you don't get a member of that Browns defense on Dancing with the Stars, you fire your agents. If any of you guys can't get on Dancing with the Stars, your agents need to go.
Well, the whole ensemble.
How
you need them all.
Yes. You see, that would be a special episode. Not only do you dance with the partner, you make the partner part of the defensive dance, and then away you guys go. People are throwing flags in the background. Make it part of the show. It's great. I'm getting troll tweets now. Sean wants me to comment. Everybody's making jokes about Deshaun's outfit. I don't know. That's the least of my worries. Twitter reactions brought to you by Chauvin Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. The quarterback looks like the lead singer of New Radicals. That's the only thing I could come up with. That's about the only thing I saw. I got much bigger problems here, guys. I got much bigger problems than what the hell he's wearing to the press conference. All I got.
He looks like he's in velour pajamas. And he's got a bucket hat. He's got the Nathan Zagura bucket hat.
Whatever. They were a one-hit wonder, the New Radicals, and maybe his was just one season in 2020, and that's it. 216-474-0092. Guys, it's week three. I'm at my wits here. And it's not where I'm just exhausted to the point of just, I can't take anymore. No. I'm starting to just see the clarity of it. And the clarity of it is that they ain't that great. They ain't that great. And they're not going to be that great. And because of what you invested in, they are supposed to be great. Like, if they don't make the playoffs, everything's on the table. And by the way, everybody should be blamed for this. Cedric Tillman dropping the pass. Well, I didn't draft him. Who drafted him? Okay. Ken Dorsey was supposed to help out this offense. How's the offense looked? Has the offense looked confused 2 out of the first 3 weeks? So we don't have an identity there, and we're all just waiting for Nick Chubb, who's coming off of one of the most serious leg injuries I think we've ever seen in a Browns uniform. And so what, we're going to sit here and wait for Nick Chubb to save us? Great. Awesome. Even Nick Chubb needs an offensive line. So I'll be emotional when Nick Chubb hits the field again. Don't get me wrong. I love Nick Chubb, just like any other Browns fan, but I don't expect him to save the day. Mm-mm.
Well, I do have a question about that before we get to the calls.
What?
That offensive line was so bad yesterday. I mean, we could have a nuanced debate about whether Watson could possibly, or any quarterback could possibly, have played behind that line yesterday. That I think it's a legitimate conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I mentioned, he had some on-target throws that I was like, whoa. And Amari Cooper, that chemistry was back. There were some reasons to have some belief yesterday. But way too many drives, way too many blitzes. They never adjusted. The offense, the coaches, Deshaun, they never really adjusted. My question is, if that's what the line is all year, does anybody have a shot?
That can't be the line all year. If you're getting sacked 7 times a game, for crying out loud, that can't be the line all year. Something's got to change. I don't know what it is. Again, we miss Bill Callahan. Okay, but I have to look at the guy who replaced him. What is he doing? And at this point, in the second half of that game, what else could you do? They moved Joel Bitonio over to tackle. They bumped over Ethan Posick over to guard. They brought in Nick Harris to handle center duties. I got DeJuan Jones, who's walking around on one leg, had to come back into the football game because they didn't have anybody else. I mean, it's not good. Just not good. And if they play like that, then there's no point even having any of these discussions. Because then you really can't evaluate the quarterback. Can't do that. There's more than enough excuses for him. And just, again, the payroll, the paycheck that he gets would end a lot of those discussions. I know what you guys were chanting at the stadium yesterday. I know. And they might have to reach a point where they walk through that door. I just don't think it's going to be anytime very, very soon. Anthony and Kent, you're first up on the Fan. Hello.
Good morning. Real quick, while I was on hold, you said something, Ken, that really ticked me off.
I'm sorry.
You said that you're not going to be a fanatic here. You know what? People wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning when they don't have to listen to you. If you don't want to be a fan, go to the afternoons or the evenings so we can not listen.
Whoa.
We need you to be a fan.
Whoa. I'm always a fan. What do you mean by me not being a fan or me? I just... Anthony,
we need emotional Ken. We want emotional Ken. We tune in for emotional Ken. sports are after the fact on your show, believe it or not. As a compliment to you, no.
But I thank you, but I can't. It can't just be a cup of coffee. You can't just order it up. Something's really got to get me going here. Do you think I like having a talk about this? Like, there were people, there were some, I'll tell you something. Stay on the phone with me. Somebody sent me a thing. Well, you love this. Your ratings are better. Your pockets are lined. But somebody sent me that tweet. I go, buddy, I can tell you, 13 years of experience here on this station. Since day one, I can hand in a court of law, get any judge you want, and I'll say it in a court of law. Our numbers are better when the team's good. 2016, yeah, 2017, the numbers were as bad as they can get. I'm not allowed to talk about these things, but I'll go ahead and I'll tell everybody. I can't speak for every radio show host that's ever hosted in this city. I will tell you, for this show, at least for us, the numbers aren't good when the team is lousy and people give up on them. They're not. So I don't like talking about this from a personal standpoint, certainly not from a professional standpoint, and all my friends are Browns fans. You think I like having them having a bad Monday morning? Hell no. Do you think I like them having to be on the hook, feel like they're on the hook for a quarterback that can't get out of his own way, for an offensive line that can't block up for him, for a coach that's back on the hot seat with everybody, for a general manager who we put out laser eyes and 4D chess memes for, who seemed to, who cannot physically, emotionally, spiritually draft a wide receiver that can hold on to the damn ball. All these other wide receivers get to go to all these other teams, and we can't figure one out to be drafted by this football team. We got to trade and give up so much money and so many picks for all these guys. We sit there and shoot laser eyes all over the damn place. We can't find a wide receiver. So I have to sit here, and I got to make a bunch of excuses for it because I don't want to see the truth because I'm a fan. Now that's where we're at. Sorry, Anthony, no, I was yelling even not at you. I was yelling at the whole state of the situation. Go ahead.
Well, that's exactly what I'm talking about, Ken. Okay, now, up until this week, the offensive line, I have two things to say about our coaching staff. The offensive line, the pre-snap penalties and stuff they've had, this is stuff you learn from Porter's North Vikings Pee-wee football when I played all the way to I graduated high school. You don't need a coach to not make those kind of mistakes. That's on the professional football players making millions of dollars to not jump, to not have formation issues. That's on them. When you start having the injuries like this, then you maybe look at a coach being able to plug in and do some special things. Now, Kevin Stefanski, you said you were talking about this is who they are. That's on him. Either two things are happening. Either he's surprised on Sundays when they play the game because they're not translating what he did on the damn practice field to the game field, or B, he's not surprised. And the team that we see is his team. It's what he is doing during the week. We can talk about the stupid decisions like going for two when it's 13-21. So you either going to be winning the game with an extra point or having to have two-point conversions. Those are stupid things. But this is the team that you say that's who they are. That's the team that Kevin Stefanski's forming. Love you guys.
Anthony, thank you very much for the call. He spoke to that, by the way, in the postgame. I have to find the clip. He did speak about that. They're going for it. I don't necessarily remember which clip it was. Do you remember? Oh, there it is. 03. Do you got that 03 there? Or no, that was going for it with 3 minutes left on fourth down. That's what it was. Not the going for two. At least he made the going for two.
What did you think of that decision, by the way?
I was a little bit, I don't know. Anytime I question these things, the big brain analytics people tell me I'm stupid. So I'm still waiting to see the explanation for it. That's all. That's what I'm looking for there. So
I was shocked. I really was.
You were shocked.
I couldn't believe it. But that was that. Those plays down there, those are the one or two plays that actually they worked, where your receivers could make their move. They cooked those defensive backs. And the only thing I could think of was, you know, they had two of their defensive backs. They already had a really bad secondary, and they had two of their backs were already out of there. And that was when Judy and Amari Cooper actually worked their magic right down there.
Do we want to do Lima Likes next?
There's so much.
Yeah.
So much from the weekend.
I don't like you either.
You're tacky and I hate you.
Like or no like. Like or no like.
But I definitely knew what I liked, and I definitely knew what I didn't like.
All right, you want a positive? I'll give you a positive.
Lima Likes.
Please.
Lots of magic number talk, Kenny. It has been like 2 weeks of nonstop magic number talk. And this hot off the presses from Mitch.
Lima Likes.
The magic number to clinch one of the top two seeds in the American League and securing a first round bye is 2. Is that confirmed?
I believe it is two, yes.
We've been doing so much celebration.
Lime-a-likes.
You know, a celebration that really counted. One they didn't have to take back. Not only did they have an awesome celebration at Progressive Field at the end of last week, denoting a playoff appearance.
Lime-a-likes.
They ran it back with another celebration once they clinched the Central crown. Ladies and gentlemen, your Central champs, 2024, your Cleveland Guardians.
I was very impressed with the Friday night win over St. Louis. I was like, man, they were day drinking yesterday.
Yeah.
They ended up winning the game. I was like, okay, very nice outing. Well done.
Now they came back and lost the next two, but you know
what are you going to do?
Still, your magic number is at two. I mean, this season, quickly, Kenny, where did it go? Your baseball season. I wanted to make
one
sure
week
we
left.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure we did get some Guardians in before this first hour. Because this first hour, I mean, it's been a train wreck in talking about anything good with the Browns. You did not want to be fatalistic. I know that, Kenny. You even said that. It's a little rough. So let's get to the.
I'm not trying to be, but here we are.
Lima no likes.
Browns running game, Kenny.
Non-existent.
Where is it?
How can you say there's one when there isn't one?
What do they have? What is it that they do well right now? Not just, you know, the running game obviously is non-existent. And maybe we can sit here and wait for Nick Chubb.
Everything's a draw. Everything is RPO draw. Oof. It takes a long time. It feels like it takes forever for them to develop it. It's just not great.
Well,
it's just not great.
I did see somebody made note of this online. One of the film gurus. And I should have written it down. But it was that when they were under center the last few years, their run plays look like their pass plays. So it was really hard to game plan against the Cleveland Browns. Now, again, that's when their line was fully functioning and they had a command and obviously not having Nick Chubb. I mean, it's been totally different last year. They tried to piecemeal it together last year as best they could. Now, when they're running so much from the shotgun, I mean, you're not really surprising the defense. And you know, if you want to just hand the ball off out of the gun,
well, because
the teams are just not all that worried.
Any quarterback he's had, the boot works out really well. Play action has worked out really well for them. When they're doing that, again, if you can have coverage for a little bit, the quarterback is, you feel the quarterback's going to freak out and scramble because you are sending heat. And so if you can play man in cover and you're sending heat, you're probably going to win the down. And so they're finding themselves in a lot of bad situations because the quarterback turns there. The first read is not immediately available. And so he gets nervous, especially after he's been hit so many times in the game. He's really going to be nervous. Again, like there were, as you said, some good balls that were thrown. But he went through a succession in one series where it was just two really bad passes. Well, why does he have really bad passes? He's getting hammered. That's where it is.
Lamino, like,
what happened to Martin Emerson? You know, he was leaking a little bit in that playoff game. Then the Dallas game was not pretty from Emerson, and yesterday was not good at all. Now you could make the argument it wasn't good for just about anybody. Daniel Jones was having his way after that interception was called back. After that,
I mean,
he had a 93-yard drive.
Yeah.
He had a 81-yard drive.
93-yard drive was a killer. Lord almighty, I couldn't believe they were going down the field like that. It's difficult for him because I thought that, boy, after that performance against Justin Jefferson in training camp, I really thought that we were going to see him being anointed as one of those top corners. It's been a bad start to the season for him.
Yeah, and obviously, we'll get into the decision to continue to not have Denzel Ward on Neighbors, but when it comes to Neighbors,
Lamino, like,
all right, that guy is number one. Like, we could stop having conversations about anybody on the Browns being a true number one. When you see that guy, that's a number one.
That's a good point.
That is what a number one is. Like, we could say, all right, yeah, like Amari Cooper is a number one for the Cleveland Browns, and he got back to being, and I'll say, of all the guys yesterday, like, he was back. You saw Amari Cooper, and there was nice chemistry between him and Deshaun Watson, but his big game-breaking plays, those are just those tough catches 15 yards down the field. Not what Malik Nabers
is doing.
Well,
this is a guy. Well, he had that one on the sideline in the fourth quarter yesterday. That was amazing. And then we messed things up. But Nabers is what? Runs like 4-3.
Used him on that fourth down.
Yeah.
The jet sweep.
And kind of the book on him was, well, is he better than Marvin Harrison? Well, the question about whether or not he's better than Marvin Harrison was, okay, is he just a speed guy or can he actually run around? He can do all that stuff.
Holy cow.
And I'm not, you know, this isn't just to sit there. I'm not knocking Marvin Harrison at all. I think Marvin Harrison is the son, obviously, here we're talking about, guys. Marvin Harrison Jr. is great. He's a great wide receiver. Malik Nabers is right up there. Lord almighty. I mean, he's going to have over 200 targets.
But he had 18 targets last week.
Yeah.
So we'll get into it. I mean, we knew what their game plan was going to be.
And I'm telling you, he will make Daniel Jones look palatable if that's what they're going to do. Because he tried to throw to Wandale Robinson and a couple other guys, and it was all over the place. And he threw to Malik Nabers, and damn it, if Malik Nabers didn't just come down with it most of the time. Yeah, he's a problem. When he has a real quarterback, he's going to be a real big problem.
Lima no like.
Steelers 3-0, and they scored 20 points yesterday. Yep. They scored 13 last week. They scored 18 the week before, and they are 3-0. So if there is one positive, maybe, from the AFC North.
Lima like.
I had to do this just for the show purposes. What has happened to the once proud Justin Tucker? I think it could only be surmised that the wedge that this show drove between him and the team has messed with him mentally.
We're doing good.
Not the same kicker.
Three years later.
He's like the worst kicker in the league the last 2 years from 50 yards.
At least it worked.
Everybody's making 50 yards left and right, and Justin Tucker has collapsed.
Still won, though.
Yeah, I know.
Held on for dear life. As they do. Those fourth quarters, man, for the Ravens. Holy cow.
I know. It's amazing. They build up a huge, huge lead.
Lima likes.
Did we bury Colorado a little too soon?
No.
Did you see that Hail Mary from his kid?
Yeah, it was a great throw.
It was
a hell of a throw. It was
43 yards. They go into overtime, and then they go and beat Baylor. They're 3-1.
I'm not listening to the silly-ass arguments against Travis Hunter. I mean, I had him. I had him last week because I'm going, he should be the leader for the Heisman. He's not going to win it.
He had 130 yards.
Did you see the play he made defensively on the fumble into the end zone?
Yes.
You know, guys,
he's
not
the
just
best
that.
Player in college football.
Well, no. Well, I have people. Well, he's not the best corner, and he's not the best wide receiver. I go, guys, he's playing both positions. He's playing 120 snaps a game. No, we did not bury him too soon. They're going to play UCF. They're probably going to get boat raced by the Gus Bus. They're on the road. I don't know what Kansas State is right now. They have not looked good at all this year. Arizona, you know what?
They're a fun watch, man. Colorado is a fun watch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
They're not a great football team, but they are a fun watch.
They're a hoot, but... Yeah, I don't want to play Colorado schedule game, but it might be a little bit more advantageous than we thought.
Do they not have two of the most entertaining players in all of college football?
Yeah. Yes.
And their coach is like the most entertaining guy in college football. You got to watch.
I hate it that I still love him.
They're not that great, but you got to watch. That's
I hate it that I still love the man.
That's it for Lima Likes.
What he's doing, I think he's going to be done after this year. So what he's doing is not right. But damn it, I hate him that I love him so much.